Governor Tony Evers started off his State of the State address on a somber note as he acknowledged the more than 5,000 Wisconsinites that have died from COVID-19.
They were firefighters, healthcare workers, nuns, educators, entrepreneurs, community pillars, students, veterans, volunteers, bird watchers, card players, and Packers, Brewers, and Bucks fans. They are moms and dads, brothers and sisters, friends and co-workers, and they are loved and missed by many.
Evers spoke on the struggles the state faced in 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic and how they will carry over into 2021. But he also focused on a lot of the good things to come out of the year, like the kindness of strangers that have gone out of their way to help people, the creativeness of businesses to help keep people safe, and the work done by healthcare workers.
We found that the strength of our state is in what we're willing to face together, what we're willing to do for each other, especially when our neighbors need us the most.
Ever said the pandemic has underscored the need for reliable, high-speed internet throughout the state. His version of the budget will invest $200 million into broadband.
It's 2021, folks. Having access to high-speed internet is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity. Every Wisconsinite across our state should have access to reliable, high-speed internet, period.
Other priorities of the governor include improving the state's outdated unemployment system and creating a nonpartisan map of congressional districts in the state that will be redrawn this year. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss gave the Republican response to the state of the state. He agreed the unemployment system needs improvements, but put the blame on Evers for it and other failures.
What's even more concerning than the unemployment situation is the governor's COVID vaccine distribution plan, or frankly, lack thereof.
Voss did not address Evers' broadband or congressional maps plan in his response, while he promised a conservative budget that wouldn't raise taxes. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.